Earlier, I mentioned that websites selling promotional products and competitors who cut price largely function at the lower levels of promotional product sales, the levels of order taker and product seller. And they charge less money because they also add less value to the transaction and appeal more to a do-it-yourselfer than those of us who function at the higher levels, relationship marketer, consultative seller, and customer acquisition and retention specialists. But when I talk about product selling and order taking being at the lower levels of promotional product sales, I don't mean to imply that they're not important. They are. But many people in our industry function solely, or at least primarily, at these lower levels, with perhaps a bit of relationship thrown in. By doing this, they can get to $20,000, $50,000, maybe even $100,000 in annual gross sales. And a website can get to millions of dollars in sales, functioning only at these lower levels, as long as the owners are willing to invest enough money in search engine optimization and advertising to attract a sufficient number of online do-it-yourselfers who prefer to buy that way. But when a trained, motivated, connected promotional products professional functions at all five levels, when you can establish more and better relationships than the product sellers and the order takers, when you can use your consultative selling skills to turn non-buyers into buyers, and when you first focus on customer acquisition and retention in order to consult with clients, establish relationships, sell products, and take orders, your competitive advantage is assured. So now I'd like to talk to you about how to accomplish that initial goal, that of being the customer acquisition and retention specialist. To master the skill of consultative selling, connecting the dots between what a prospect wants and what we sell, and establishing solid, long-lasting, mutually beneficial relationships, which allow us to sell the products we have to offer and take lots of orders in the process. These skills are a function of one of the three critical factors you need to succeed, and that factor is cutting-edge training. There's not a lot about customer acquisition, consultative selling, or relationship marketing that is particularly intuitive, which is why cutting-edge training is so important. When we choose to wing it, we do ourselves and our potential clients a tremendous disservice. Very few people in our industry have been thoroughly trained on how to get new customers consistently and keep them once you have them. And even those who have been trained often fail to put what they've learned into action on a daily basis. As a result, a relatively small percentage of the people in our industry are as successful as they could be. And an even smaller group have the processes in place which allow them to replicate those results throughout their entire organization. But when you do have those processes in place, it benefits you through your entire career in business. Of course, my company has been providing promotional products distributors with cutting-edge training since 1998, from our Getting Started system, which teaches new people the essentials of our industry, up to and including the basics of the consultative or diagnostic approach to selling, to our Customer Acquisition Program, which gives you a six-step process for converting total strangers into paying clients, bridging the gap between your ability to sell products and your ability to establish the relationships which allow you to get and keep customers on a consistent basis. To our Top Secrets of Multi-Million Dollar Producers Program, which helps established professionals to put it all together, retain clients year after year, and grow the client base organically and geometrically. To our Promo Academy, which allows you to onboard new salespeople, get them grounded and up to speed on the essentials of the industry, and teach them to establish relationships, consult with clients, and become customer acquisition and retention specialists, all on autopilot. Because let's face it, as a business owner, you don't just have to have the ability to convert total strangers into paying clients. If you want to grow and scale your business, you'll also need the ability to convert untrained order takers and product sellers into customer acquisition and retention specialists who can consult with clients and establish relationships for the purpose of selling products and taking orders. But my purpose here is not to pitch you on any of these products. Our purpose here is simply to say, okay, beyond the cutting-edge training, what else do you need? So let's assume you already have the training component totally nailed. You've already mastered the five levels of promotional product sales. You've got systems in place for getting and retaining customers. You have the consultative or diagnostic approach to sales down cold. You're an expert at establishing relationships, selling products, and writing orders. And everyone else in your organization is also fully trained and fully equipped to do all of that as well. What happens if you or they run into a situation where you don't know what to do next? You run into a situation with a client and you're not sure how to handle it. You run into a challenge tracking down a particular product or solution for a client and you're not sure where to go. You're looking for some advice from others who may have been there and done that. People who are in the trenches, dealing with it every day, and willing to share ideas, strategies, resources, recommendations on how to apply the training they've received, key suppliers, preferred tools and resources. Where do you go then? You know, a lot of distributors and salespeople feel as if they're in it alone, even when they're not. Sure, the solo entrepreneur or the mom and pop who only have each other to turn to will often feel like they're in it by themselves. They lack the input, the feedback, the interaction, and the sharing that can take place when you're part of a group of trained industry professionals who are all grounded in the same high-level training and focused like a laser on getting to the next level. It's about being in the zone. And what I'm talking about here is the second critical factor you need to succeed, and that's quality connections. More than a dozen years ago, I established mastermind and discussion groups in which industry professionals who have been trained in the top secrets of promotional product sales training materials can gather together online via our email groups, offline at our mastermind group get-togethers, which take place at the major industry trade shows, via telephone through our monthly Inner Circle teleconferences, and in the password-protected areas of our members-only Inner Circle website. So my clients who choose to take advantage of these resources are covered, not just from a cutting-edge training standpoint, but also from a quality connections and community standpoint as well. They have the ability to interact, share implementation strategies, discuss what's working and what's not, and band together. We've had strategic alliances, joint ventures, and even full-blown partnerships result from these groups. If you're already a member, I encourage you to use it for all it's worth. Participate in our discussions, ask questions in our mastermind group, respond to the questions you have answers for in our discussion group, participate in our monthly teleconferences, read the transcripts, listen to the audios, and apply the things you learn. It will provide incredible reinforcement of the key principles that allow you to grow and scale your business. And whether you get your cutting-edge training and your quality connections from my groups, or whether you take the time and invest the money to produce your own comprehensive training and establish your own mastermind networking groups, the point is the same. You can't compete in the current economy with the current changes happening in our industry without these three critical factors. So far, we've been talking about the getting and keeping of customers and the making of sales. That's the top line side of things. But now, let's look a little deeper. Anyone who's been involved in the promotional products industry for any length of time knows that the global recession of 2009 was not kind to our industry. A combination of economic factors took their toll and wiped out nearly 5 years of gains, reducing industry sales by 20%, from $19.8 billion in 2008 down to $15.9 billion in 2009. At the same time, industry profit margins plummeted from 34.5% down to 33.9%. Recovery was slow, but industry sales rallied back to $17.4 billion in 2010, $18.5 billion in 2011, $19.4 billion in 2012, then to a new all-time high of $20.5 billion in 2013. So the recent sales trend has been very encouraging. Since the recession, gross profit margins in our industry were also on the rise, since bottoming out at 33.9% in 2009. They battled back to reach 34.2% in 2010, 34.5% in 2011, and 34.8% in 2012. But then, something rather troubling happened. In 2013, the sales and profit trends decoupled, and gross profit margins tumbled to 32.9%, a full percentage point lower than the bottom reached in 2009. So the industry is now generating more sales, but on average, distributors are making less money on each sale. And sometimes, when you come up against a website or a lowball competitor, they still have a competitive advantage that you don't. And that is preferential pricing. Let's face it. Sometimes you can't compete on price simply because you're paying more for the products you buy than your competition pays. This directly impacts the profitability side of things, and objectively, it makes you less competitive. This has necessitated a third critical factor that serious promotional products distributors need to succeed, And that third critical factor is preferential pricing in the form of EQP buying power. Obviously, you can't compete if your competitors are paying less for exactly the same products from the same suppliers as you are. But EQP pricing in the hands of low-end order takers and product peddlers? That just leads to more price cutting, which devalues our industry even further. And the rush to zero margin is not a race I want to win. That's why these three critical factors are so important and so tied together. It's important to understand that unless the work you're engaged in helps you with the five levels of promotional product sales or the three critical factors you need to succeed, you're focused on the wrong work. That may sound pretty extreme, but literally, everything you do in your business or sales career should be done with the five levels of promotional product sales in mind, with a particular focus on number one, the getting and keeping of customers. Management guru Peter Drucker once said, "The purpose of the business is to create a customer, not to do networking or product research or cold calling or diddling with our websites. In fact, not even to make a sale." He said, "The purpose of the business is to create a customer." So when I say that everything you do in your business or sales career should be done with the five levels of promotional product sales in mind, with a particular focus on the getting and keeping of customers, I mean just that. And to the extent that we do any of the things I just mentioned, we do them for the express purpose of getting and keeping customers. We do networking or make cold calls to create a customer. We put up a website to create a new customer or retain an existing customer. We make a sale today, not for the purpose of making that particular sale, but for the purpose of creating a customer who will come back to us again and again and again. We hire salespeople, administrative people, and staff for the purpose of getting and keeping customers. In fact, the bottom four levels of promotional product sales are all performed in service to the top one, the getting and keeping of customers. In other words, the reason we engage in consultative selling, relationship marketing, product selling, and order taking is for the express purpose of creating and retaining customers. Even administrative tasks should be done with this in mind. If I'm sending out an invoice with the purpose of getting and keeping customers, how would that be different than if I simply sent out an invoice with the sole purpose of getting paid, collecting the money? Would my language be different? Probably. Would my attitude be different? Possibly. If my primary goal is simply to get the money, I don't have to be very diplomatic about that. But if my primary purpose is to get and keep a customer, I will likely communicate very differently. So every function in your business should be performed in the service of this primary purpose, the getting and keeping of customers. In fact, the three critical factors you need to succeed, cutting-edge training, quality connections, and EQP buying power, are only critical because they directly impact our ability to get and keep customers. Cutting-edge training teaches us how to engage in the right activities at the right time and leverage those right activities throughout our entire organization for the purpose of getting and keeping customers. Quality connections are necessary for meeting people, sharing ideas, networking, and demonstrating our value so we can get and keep customers. And the primary benefit of EQP buying power is in its ability to help us get and keep customers. Now here's an important point which I alluded to earlier. EQP buying power without cutting-edge training simply results in price cutting, which is detrimental to our entire industry. That's why these three critical factors are so intimately linked. If you have cutting-edge training without quality connections, you have no business. If you have quality connections and no training on how to best interact with your connections, you can do more harm than good. And even if you have cutting-edge training and quality connections, you can't compete if people can buy the same product for less money than you can, which is why EQP buying power is so critical. So let's talk about preferential pricing and EQP buying power for a moment. Right now, in our industry, there are three distinct groups of distributors when it comes to preferential pricing and EQP. The first group, at the top of the pyramid, consists of those who already get preferential pricing from all the key industry suppliers. This is a fraternity of top performers, which include all the major players and the large distributor companies. Naturally, when you find yourself selling against a member of this group in the market, you're at a distinct disadvantage because you'll pay more for exactly the same products. This means you'll either end up losing that business because they can sell it for less, getting the business, but getting paid less than your competitors for doing the same work because you don't have the same profit margins, or cutting your prices to the point where you're not making any money, just so you can try to compete. The second group of distributors functions at the bottom of the pyramid. These are the people who generate so little in sales that preferential pricing wouldn't really help them. Some are part-timers, dabblers, and hobbyists who never really took the time to learn how to sell well or effectively. Usually, they just fizzle out. This group also includes some bottom feeders, people who cut price to the bone just to make a sale here and there. Occasionally, you'll run into a bottom feeder who joins one of those low-end EQP groups, which provide discounts from a few dozen suppliers of various quality. But as we discussed earlier, EQP without cutting-edge training and high-quality connections usually just leads to more price-cutting, which further devalues our industry. Fortunately, the best suppliers usually won't participate in programs who cater to bottom feeders, and most bottom feeders quickly fizzle out and look for something else to do. But this group also contains some hard workers, motivated people, new to the industry, who are just getting up and running. When these people take the time to study their craft, work hard, establish relationships, consult with clients, and focus on building a book of business, they eventually move up into the middle level, which includes everyone else. The middle group represents the bread and butter of our industry. The independent distributor, the sole proprietor, the mom and pop, the small business owner and salesperson out there every day, establishing relationships, consulting with clients, making sales, and taking orders, perhaps without the benefit of the three critical factors. They may lack the cutting-edge, industry-specific training. They may lack the quality connections, or they may not have access to EQP buying power. But this is the group that stands to benefit the most from the three critical factors, simply because they have so very much to gain. When you're able to channel this potent combination of EQP buying power, quality connections, and cutting-edge training to fully perform at the five levels of promotional product sales, your results go through the roof. So if you find yourself in this group, if you're generating $100,000, or $200,000, or $500,000, or even $1 million or more in annual promotional product sales, and if you don't have access to the three critical factors you need to succeed, then I have good news for you. We've recently opened the doors on a new program that will give a small group of independent distributors access to our Gold Inner Circle, which delivers a killer combination of EQP buying power, quality connections, and cutting-edge training at a price that's just enough to scare away the dabblers, hobbyists, cheapskates, and freebie seekers while remaining completely affordable, in fact, a total no-brainer for anyone in our industry who is generating a reasonable volume of sales and who is also serious about growing their sales and profits, maximizing their margins, and interacting with the best and brightest in our industry. In the right hands, this powerful combination of EQP buying power, quality connections, and cutting-edge training is a real game changer. Of course, this program is not for everyone, but if you think you might like to participate, or at least know more, then visit www.smarteqp.com. That's www.smarteqp.com. And even if this program is not for you, I hope you've found this training to be extremely beneficial and that you'll begin to apply the five levels of promotional product sales and the three critical factors you need to succeed in your own business.